Living with a culture of giving back is the mission for Michelle Adams, Action Coach Master Licensee in Asia Pacific. You will hear her journey from the corporate world to the world of franchising and the impact this has had on her life. Join us for a very candid conversation with Michelle Adams. Michelle Adams, what would you say are the two, three top skills or things you would need to be successful in franchising?
That's easy, William. Top three things is follow the system. You know, there's a system in all franchise groups. Follow the system. You know, it's easy as entrepreneurs to think, I've got a better way of doing it, or I know a better way, or I'm just going to try this. Don't. Follow the system. Number two would be have a growth mindset. You know, be open to learning. And the third is definitely lean on the community. You know, when you join a franchise, you join a network of franchisees and the franchisor support system. Really lean on that. Ask lots of questions and use that to your advantage. They're my top three.
Well, I see that. And you know, with every interview we do, is follow the system comes up number one. And can you allow, for those who are not familiar with franchise in general, can you elaborate a little bit on what is it to follow the system?
Yeah, I mean, a system is a proven formula for success in that industry or franchise group. So that's everything from marketing, sales, operations, financials, all the aspects of business that you need to be successful to do the things that you need to do. There's a system that's been created for it. Franchising is about a system, many systems. So use it. That's why you're investing it. Otherwise, you would do it on your own, right? Like you'd go out there and do these things on your own. But very rarely is anyone ever as successful as what they can be when they just invest in the system.
And you've obviously had at least a career or two before getting into Action Coach. What made you choose to invest in franchise and more so in Action Coach itself?
I'm very passionate about franchising. And I have been involved in a number of other franchise groups throughout my career. Franchising for me is scalable. Like there's no other model that gives you a proven system, a community, a network, and a tribe of people, something that's greater than just you going on your own. So that's why I'm passionate about franchising. Why did I join Action Coach? Yeah, before I joined Action Coach, I was a strategist, a marketing growth strategist, and I was working with a lot of businesses. And the common theme that kept coming up was they needed way more than just help with marketing or lead generation. They really needed a business coach. So I'm like, right, how can I join a company that's got a system that can help these businesses? And I really wanted to have a bigger impact than just what I was doing. So I really set an intention for calling in something greater, a tribe, a community of people that were all committed to doing the same. And that's why I'm here. Loving every minute of it.
Well, that's good to hear. Further to that, what are the traits you feel are necessary to have success in the franchise industry?
Follow the system. I'm going to say it again. I'm sure everyone does. Follow the system. The second would be get good at learning. Get good at learning and leadership. You know, in the role that you play in franchising, it's a leadership role in whatever capacity, whether on the ground, whether it's growing a region, or a global role. You're really in a leadership role. You're leading your community, your clients, your franchisees. So get really good at leadership. And really just learning, committed to your own growth. And I've never been part of an organization that does that better than Action Coach. I mean, it's not just about the impact that we have on others. It's the impact that the learning and education has on ourselves. Like, we also get to grow. That's, That's why I am here.
That's impressive. Now, if let's just say I decided I wanted to invest in a franchise, master license or a franchise of any kind, particularly Action Coach, what question should I be asking to the franchisor related to their concept or its concept?
Yeah, I would.
Especially, you know, looking for an investment.
Yeah, you're essentially in partnership. You know, when you join a franchise, when you join Action Coach, you're joining a partnership. You're agreeing to not go it alone. You're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. So the kind of questions that I would want to be recommending people ask is just, you know, do my values align with the organization at large? Do my values align with the leadership of the organization? So the common goal, the power of the common goal, and having your values align, being on purpose together as a group, they're the kind of things I would suggest would be top priority for some of the big, deeper questions. Yeah, sure, you've got questions about, you know, the system and the support and, you know, all of those things are relevant, of course, but, you know, you can have a great system, you can have a great network, but if your values don't align and you can't literally sit down and eyeball the leadership team or the leader of the organization and have a beer together, then, you know, maybe there's a values conflict. So I would say that would be number one.
Would you also ask or go further into the financial details, what your returns would be and so forth, and how you can earn a living?
Yeah, I mean, of course, that's standard. Of course, in any business investment, you've got to know and understand your numbers. You've got to have goals. You've got to understand what goals you want to achieve, the projections you want to achieve, the impact that you want to have. Of course, I mean, that's, you know, through our discovery process, that's what we do. We sit down and we go through the numbers. We look at projections. We look at goals. And how this business can align with your personal goals, your family's goals and dreams. So, of course, the numbers, of course, the operations support, the systems, you know, we give our prospects so much information, you know, whether it's through a video series or whether it's our one-to-one connection time that we have, there really is so much information around, you know, setting up a business with Action Coach. But I still come back to that number one thing is this business aligned with my greater purpose?
I believe that franchising, at least in the US, it's popular, but you're in Australia, you're in New Zealand, you're in the Pacific. Why do you feel franchising is so popular just all over the world?
Yeah, I mean, I think Australia is quite unique in that, you know, I think that in a lot of other markets, and I get to do a lot of travel and spend a lot of time in a lot of other markets. And in many other markets, people are more willing to follow a system. In Australia, we can be quite unique. We like to, it's almost like there's a system, but let's change it. Like they're quite entrepreneurial at heart. So they kind of like to buck the system, but they're entrepreneurs that, you know, can do creative and amazing things. So, but franchising is still very successful here in this, you know, in this Asia Pacific market. And I think that's indicative of the fact that, especially coming out of the, you know, coming out of COVID, you know, people really took that time to take stock of what was important in life. You know, they were tired of the rut maybe that they were in and were looking at other opportunities of how can I have a better quality of life? How can I, you know, what does life look like for me in 10, 20 years' time? These were the kind of self-inquiring questions when we were stuck at home. And so coming out of that, there were so many people who started their own business, and franchising is a great tool for people, or pathway for people to be able to do that, to take control of their own destiny, to get back their time to you know, create financial freedom.
So do you think that, I mean, not that COVID brought anything good to anyone, but do you think it actually did something good for the franchising world and getting people to look at franchising as another option?
Yeah, 100%. I think if you look at the number of businesses opened post the pandemic, it's quite staggering. So I think that, yes, we're still feeling some side effects that maybe aren't so positive, you know, in terms of, you know, a lot of mental health concerns in general. However, when it comes to business, I think that we really, it was a seeding ground for, or like a perturbation period, I would say, for people to really self-inquire, reflect on what's important in their life and look for other opportunities. And the growth that's coming from that, I feel like we're starting to see now.
You know, Action Coach is now a finalist in the white collar category at the Global Franchise Awards for this coming year. Actually, it's taking place next weekend. Why is Action Coach such a popular concept in that white collar category?
Well, there's so many people that reach a pivotal part of their career. You know, they've mentored people throughout their career, whether they've built their own business or built other people's businesses. And you reach this stage of life where it no longer becomes really just about you, but it's about what your legacy is going to be. What legacy do I want to build? What do I want to give back to your community, family? So I really think that, you know, part of the key to success for us is that, you know, a lot of people coming out of their corporate careers really just want to help people. They want to give back. They want to help businesses grow. They want to invest in people to help them grow personally and professionally. And this is, Action Coach is just such a great pathway to do that. So I would say that's been a massive part of the key to the success is just the common cause, the heart of what we do with this common cause of our vision statement, which is world abundance through business re-education. Everyone just feels that to their core. They're committed to world abundance, whether that's on a local level, regional level, or global level.
Would you be so kind and share with us a little bit of your transition from the corporate world or your past lives into following a system and joining Action Coach?
Yeah, look, I feel like I've sort of done so many things. You know, I've owned my own businesses. I owned a restaurant 20 odd years ago. I have had several of my own businesses, and most of my corporate experience was in franchising for the franchisor, working, supporting franchisees' growths. And so when I left my last corporate role, I'm like, that's it. I'm done with corporate. I just want to help small business. So off I went, started my own consulting agency, supporting businesses with lead generation. I mentioned earlier, I just realized I didn't have a system. I was creating programs and products to sell. Most business owners needed way more help than just with their lead generation strategies. They needed help with team. They needed help with their financials. Most of them had no idea, you know, really what their financials were in their numbers in their business. They were struggling with cash flow. And it kind of really opened my eyes to realize that what Action Coach has is literally the pathway to success for any business in any industry. There's a formula. There's a formula for business ownership. You know, how do you get more time back? Most business owners are spinning their wheels. You know, they're operating in their business with really out any clarity on where they're heading and why they're doing what they're doing. So, and team, you know, most business owners are working, you know, 80 plus hours in their business. They often pay their staff more than they pay themselves, and they've lost their mojo for their business. And so team, you know, helping business owners realize that there's more to building a team than maybe what they think. And so, you know, being able to have the formula and pathway for really creating a great team that can essentially run your business so you don't have to. So getting the team to take care of the customers so that the customers take care of the business, essentially. So we've got a formula for that. We've got a formula for profits. We've got, you know, so it's just, there is a clear pathway. We have the golden nugget for business success, and we have what every business owner needs. So it's just, you know, sharing that knowledge and that pathway that the businesses need is, you know, why I'm so passionate about what we do at Action Coach.
Do you, looking back now from when you started and when you got involved with the franchise, is there anything that you would do different now, knowing what you know now, if you knew it back then?
Oh, yeah, I would have started sooner. I definitely would have started sooner. Yeah. And you don't know what you don't know. And, you know, I just, the tools that we have, the pathway for success that we have, the personal growth that you get just by being part of this organization, the ripple effect that that has, not just, you know, in your own family, your friends, your community. Yeah. I would have done it sooner.
And when you mean community, is it community and franchising in general, community in the Action Coach community, or how would you describe your community?
Mm. Well, my community and my role as master licensee is supporting the community of franchisees who are our coaches out there that are growing their local communities. So, but it's not just the local community that I have of franchisees in Asia Pacific and also the US. It's our wider global community. You know, with what we do with our webinars, with our conferences, with our communication chats, whether through Facebook or WhatsApp, we are so connected. You know, sometimes I talk more to people in the US than I do talk to somebody that's up the street. This is the benefit now of the global reach that we can have. And so it's that wider community that we have access to that feel like neighbors, and the friendships that you grow, and the support that I have, that I can at any point pick up the phone and call any number of people that it's like, hey, I've got this challenge around this, you know, what do you think? And within minutes, there's a response of help and support. Never experienced any other organization like that.
And it's always about helping, about contributing to your situation instead of being, you know, shying away from it and saying, well, you know, I don't know if I should be talking to her.
Oh, yeah. You've got to, I mean, you leave the ego at the door. The ego gets left at the door. And I think that, you know, one of the things that we teach that I love is that, you know, that open mindset of, isn't that interesting? And even going through the discovery process of either investing in a franchise or joining Action Coach, you know, it's that, it's almost like you draw this line in the sand of who I was versus who I'm going to become or want to be, because it changes your life. The experience changes your life in profound ways.
What culture, and when you talk about ownership, and when you talk about who is heading the organization, and when you, I find that when I had access, what made me come to Action Coach and join the company and my situation is that I felt like I had connections. Not only did I have a connection with management and the team, but I got welcome and I met the entire team. And the fact that, you know, it gives you that personal touch, personal evaluation, even with the master licensees around the world. I mean, we have friendships that we built in such a short time, which is quite amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, with the conferences that we run and we have so much connection time, you know, we all get together, you know, in November, don't we, to kind of work on our strategic plans for the following year. And, you know, this is the key of not being in business by yourself, you know, when you join a franchise and especially Action Coach, and to be able to share those plans with your peers and get who critique it and give you feedback is, you know, it's like having your own mentor group or coaches at your fingertips, really.
And it's always positive in fashion. You know, you never, you know, you trust and you're entrusted with the feedback, and you figure that the reason that I trust, at least, and the reason that I share is because I really want an honest feedback. I don't want to, you know, candy coated, you know, okay, well, maybe this, but yeah, it would have been good except for, no, give me the real thing. You know, and I think that's
and done with love too, right? Like, it's really done with love.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, and seriously, when I do mean that, you know, I do love the team, and I every single one of our people in our group, but not only love the team, our internal team, our executive team, but you know, the whole master license community. And how they cheer each other on, you know, in our WhatsApp group. I see it now with Janine celebrating 15 years. You have the WhatsApp group. It's like everybody's chiming in, and it's all good. Go get it. Positive. Yeah. Affirmative.
Yeah. Yeah, or if someone's going through something, a challenging time or a health issue, you know, we're all behind them and sending love and support. It's just you know, people can say, well, you get that in any organization, but I've never experienced anything like it since being at Action Coach.
I think that you care. I know that you care. I don't think you care. I know that you care. And you look after them and you know, I actually admire the fact that you, I don't know how you sleep or where you sleep, because, you know, you're dealing with
I'm not sure I do.
Time zones. And, you know,
if I do, I wake up and think about more things that I could be doing or people that I can be helping. I think the thing that helps me jump out of bed every morning is supporting our coaches to be more, to do more, but also just know that I care. You know, like I just bought, I just bought a book. One of my coaches has just written a new book. So every time one of our coaches write a new book, I'm always the first to jump on Amazon and buy the book and read it and, you know, cheer them on. Like, it's like I'm the champion for them that's in their corner, cheering them on. And I've been part of other franchise groups and we've never had anything like that before. I've tried to be that, but being constrained. And I just love that I just have the freedom to be able to do that at just a much deeper level. You know, we have our franchise partner of the year last year, 2023, was Carrie Kaufman in San Diego, California. And she's celebrating 15 years with Action Coach this week. And I sent her a bunch of flowers and just said, hey, Carrie, thank you for the 15 years of contribution, not just to Action Coach, but to your local community of business owners. You know, you're really valued. Lots of love from Brad, Michelle, and the team. And, you know, like that, she was so touched by that. Like, it was unexpected. It was but that's the kind of the gratitude and camaraderie and support that we have in this. And you can't sometimes you can't explain that. It's just there. It's that's our culture.
Well, you know, there's a thing about a coach. Even a coach needs a coach. You know, it's like the best therapist out in there in the world, they have their own therapist. It's something that it's people helping people.
Yeah. Yeah. I have two. One for the business and one for myself, you know.
Isn't it part of the first day of training where they tell you the first thing you need to do is hire a coach?
Yeah. Well, it's integrity. It's we have to practice what we preach. And if we expect business owners to have a coach, then we also need to drink the Kool-Aid. And we do, you know, we do. It's not just, you know, the coach that you get the benefit of. You actually, the constant learning and education, the conferences, the BFOs that you get from every meeting of every workshop of BFOs is the blinding flash of the obvious.
I was going to say, that was our next question. What's a BFO? Yeah, yeah. A UFO? No.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's blinding flash of the obvious because sometimes you might have heard, it's like be do have, right? I've heard that 100 times in other formats or channels, but this, you hear it at a deeper level or in a different way, in a different environment, and it just, wow, got it. You know, got it.
You know, that is incredible insight because it's just your belief, your love for the whole thing comes through really, really clear. And I really appreciate the time you took with us this afternoon. And I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, William. Great chatting with you.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us today and hope you have gained some valuable insights into the world of franchising. My name is William Lesante and I would like to invite you to the next episode of the Franchise Coach Podcast. Please make sure to like and subscribe and share with your network. Also, click the link below to learn more about franchising with Action Coach. Thank you.